AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. It's a big travel weekend in the U.S. as some people head home from Christmas and Hanukkah celebrations, and others are setting out for New Year's Eve Tuesday. Severe storms could complicate travel. Eric Gobiel is at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International.
We're monitoring the weather. We saw the band of storms that came through very early this morning.
He says there were some delays and tells air travelers it is important to check with their airlines. The fierce storms in the south have claimed at least three lives. Our Julie Walker reports.
Tornadoes touched down, killing one person in the Liverpool, Texas area and another in Adams County, Mississippi.
The latest tabulation we have is that there were up to around 40 tornado reports.
National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says there are tornado and thunderstorm warnings and watches across portions of the deep south as the weather system barrels east through Alabama, Georgia, and into South Carolina.
South Korean authorities are investigating the horrific crash of a passenger jet that skid off a runway while landing, striking a wall and bursting into flames. It appears the jet's landing gear failed to deploy. The airline CEO apologized to passengers' families. There were just two people who survived. 179 were killed. Still no sign of the $1.2 billion Mega Millions winner.
Congratulations to the winner and congratulations to the Cottonwood community.
The lucky ticket was sold at Esure Gill's convenience store in Cottonwood, California.
What is this den of madness?
Are you Detective Pikachu?
He does look like a Pokemon.
Sonic the Hedgehog was the top grossing movie at the box office this weekend. Mufasa was a close second. This is AP News. An infant has died in Gaza because of chilly temperatures, the fourth baby to die in recent weeks.
20-day-old Joma died from hypothermia. His father, Yahya Al-Batran, said it was impossible to stay warm because the family lives in a tent where temperatures regularly drop below 50 degrees Fahrenheit at night. We are eight people and we only have four blankets, he said. Baby Joma and his twin brother Ali were born 1 month premature. Little Ali is now in the intensive care unit. Now in the depths of winter, Gazans face another threat. According to local health officials, at least three other babies have died from the cold in recent weeks. I'm Nayan Kim.
Prostate surgery for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It comes as he battles protests at home over the war in Gaza and his trial on corruption counts. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.